The secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Galgiani, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Melendez, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Members, today we have Senators Bell, Glaser, and Stern participating remotely. Welcome, Senators. The Senators will participate in discussion and debate, but will not be participating in the quorum call or the vote on measures. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by Senator Portantino, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Hill.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, if you could give me a moment to do our prayer this morning. Loving and merciful God, today we thank you for the dedication and the endurance of our staff, our legislative family, the greater Capitol community. We ask your blessing on each one of them as we pray in the words of the poet Jan Richardson. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance, and amid the undurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything is in shadow and grief. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illuminates every broken thing it finds. Amen.
Please join me as we salute our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Moving on to privileges of the floor, there are none. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for August 10th through August 14th 2020 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Members, without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be waived for the Public Safety Committee to hear AB 2362 on today without 4 days' notice on the Daily File. Senator Rubio, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, President. Under motions and resolutions, I would like to remove file item 129, AB 465 by Assemblymember Eggman from the consent calendar for purposes of amendments. Thank you.
Without objection. Moving on to consideration of the daily file. Second reading file. Madam Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 2157, 3277, 793 with amendments, 2621 with amendments, 2731 with amendments, 1506 with amendments, and Assembly Bill 3005 with amendments.
Moving on, members, to governor's appointments, item number 8. Senator Wilkes.
Thank you, Madam President, members. File item number 8 is a confirmation of Tina Johnson Hall, Preston Prince, and Delilah Saleto to the California Housing Finance Agency Board of Directors, Rebecca Foster, Portia Middleton, Elizabeth Morris, and Dave Rand to the California Housing Partnership Corporation Board of Directors, and Zia Zaffer to the State Mining and Geology Board. These appointees were approved by the Rules Committee on the 29th of July. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate on these appointments? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins? Aye. Bates? Aye. Borges? Bradford? Aye. Caballero? Aye. Chang? Daly?
Aye.
Dodd? Aye. DeRozzo? Aye. Galgiani? Aye. Gonzalez? Aye. Grove? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Hurtado? Aye. Jackson? Aye. Jones? Aye. Leyva? Aye. McGuire? Aye. Melendez? Mitchell? Aye. Monning? Morlock? Aye. Morrell? Aye. Nielsen? Aye. Pan? Aye. Portantino? Aye. Roth? Aye. Rubio? Aye. Skinner? Aye. Umberg? Aye. Wykowski? Aye. Wiener? Aye. Wilk? Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Borges? Aye. Chang? Melendez? Monning?
Senator Wilkes moves the call. Moving on to item number 9, Senator Wilkes.
Thank you, members. Next up is file item number 9, which is the confirmation of Rima Barkett, Rena Damari, and David Malal to the California Exposition and State Fair Board of Directors, Jonathan Moscone to the California Arts Council, Cynthia Martin and David Simmons to the Commission on Teacher Credentialing, and R. Michael Pavanier and Douglas Wheely to the Commission on Disability Access. These appointees were approved by the Rules Committee on July 29th. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I just want to add a quick voice for Rena Damari. She is just an extraordinary talent, hard worker, very bright, always follow through. Her husband, I'm not so sure about, but I stand strong support of her nomination.
Senator Rubio.
Thank you. I don't see the name up there, but I know you just mentioned it verbally. I want to stand in support of David L. Simmons to the Commission. David is a distinguished educator and administrator in the state of California and is currently serving as the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources for the Goleta Union School District. Having a member of the CTC who has experience hiring and staffing schools will provide a resource currently lacking in the Commission, and I was proud to author this bill last year, and so I respectfully also ask for your aye vote and support. Thank you.
Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam President. I also speak in support of Rena Damari. But I also think that as a body, we need to be real careful about Cal Expo and the state fairgrounds. They're closed this year. They've been handling all kinds of emergency and homeless projects, and I do not believe we have a budget line item for the California State Fair. So the position of appointment for Ms. Damari is going to be meaningless if we do not provide the adequate funding for this excellent resource to continue. So with that, thank you, Madam President.
Senator Penn.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, stand in support of both Rima Damari and Rima Barquette for their reappointments to the Cal Expo Board. Cal Expo is an important resource for our community and our state because it's often the staging area for emergency activities. During COVID, we have used it as a place to house people who are homeless, who may even be positive, so we can properly isolate them to do testing. But right now, we basically call on Cal Expo to support themselves through activities like the State Fair and others, which are, of course, not happening right now. So certainly, I think these appointments underscore the role the state has with the Cal Expo, which is a state agency. And so certainly stand in support of these appointments, but we should also listen to the appointees that we're confirming in terms of their direction that they're giving to us and what we need to do to support our these very vital services and disaster support, actually, that the Cal Expo is performing. So I speak in favor. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion or debate, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bates?
Aye.
Borges?
Aye.
Aye. Bradford? Caballero? Aye. Chang? Daly?
Aye.
Aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Melendez? Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning? Morlock?
Aye.
Morrell?
Aye.
Nielsen?
Aye.
Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wykowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Senator Wilk moves the call. Moving on to item number 10, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 10 is the confirmation of Gustavo Velasquez as Director of the Department of Housing and Community Development. Mr. Velasquez brings extensive experience in housing policy in this role. He was previously Senior Director at the Urban Institute, and prior to that, he served as Assistant Secretary at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. He was approved by the Rules Committee on August 5th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate on this item? Saying none, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Bates?
Aye.
Borges? Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Chang? Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Melendez?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning? Morlock? Morrell? Nielsen?
Aye.
Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wykowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Senator Wilk moves the call. Moving on to item number 11, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 11 is a confirmation of Kimberly Kirkmeyer as Director of the Department of Consumer Affairs. Prior to this appointment, Ms. Kirkmeyer was Executive Officer at the Medical Board, and she has spent her entire professional career working at the Department of Consumer Affairs or at boards within the department. She was approved on a unanimous vote by the Rules Committee on August 5th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate on this item? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Bates?
Aye.
Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Chang? Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRozzo?
Aye.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado? Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Aye. Jones?
Aye.
Aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Melendez? Melendez?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning? Morlock?
Aye.
Morrell?
Aye.
Nielsen?
Aye.
Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wachowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Ayes 35, no, 0. The appointment is confirmed. Item number 12, Senator Wilkes.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 12 is the confirmation of Val Dulcini as the Director of the Department of Pesticide Regulation. Prior to this appointment, Mr. Dulcini was serving as the Department's Acting Director, also Deputy Secretary for Agriculture at the California EPA. He was approved by the Rules Committee on August 5th on a unanimous 5-0 vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate on this appointment? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Bates?
Aye.
Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Chang? Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRozzo?
Aye.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Melendez?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning? Morlock?
Aye.
Morrell?
Aye.
Nielsen?
Aye.
Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wachowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Ayes 35, no, 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we're going to go back to motions and resolutions and notices. Senator Melendez.
Thank you, Madam President. Pursuant to Senate Rule 28, I'm making a motion to withdraw SCR 93 from the Senate Rules Committee and be brought to the Senate floor so that the full Senate can have a vigorous debate about the merits of the governor's state of emergency. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Hertzberg.
Senator Hertzberg, Majority Leader asks for a no vote.
Senator Jones.
Thank you, Madam President. SJR 93 is a very important policy debate that I think we ought to be having in committee and then eventually on the floor of the Senate. I ask for an aye vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Majority Leader, Leader Hertzberg asks for a no. Senator Jones asks for an aye. Please call the roll.
Allen?
No.
No. Archuleta?
No.
No. Atkins? No. Bates?
Aye.
Borges?
Aye.
Bradford? No. Caballero? No. Chang? Daly?
Aye.
Dodd? No. Durazo? No. Galgiani? No. Gonzalez? No. Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
No.
No. Hill?
No.
No. Hueso?
No.
No. Hurtado?
No.
Jackson?
No.
No. Jones?
Aye.
Leyva? No. McGuire? No. Melendez?
Aye.
Mitchell? No. Monning? Morlock?
Aye.
Morrell?
Aye.
Nielsen?
Aye.
Pam?
No.
Portantino?
No.
No. Roth?
No.
No. Rubio? No. Skinner?
No.
No. Umberg?
No.
No. Wieckowski?
No.
No. Wiener?
No.
No. Wilk?
Aye.
Ayes 10, noes 25. The motion fails. Motions and resolutions. Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, please remove file item number 94, AB 2165, by Assemblymember Rivas from the consent calendar for purposes of chaptering amendments. Thank you.
So ordered. Senator Majority Leader Hertzberg.
You already did. You took care
of it. Anyone else under motions and resolutions? If we are done with motions and resolutions, we're going to move back to the consideration of the daily file and lift the call on items 8 through 11. We'll start with item number 8. Please call the roll.
Chang? Melendez?
Aye.
Monning?
Ayes 35, noes 0. The appointments are confirmed. Item number 9. Please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Chang? Melendez?
Aye.
Monning?
Ayes 34, noes 0. 35, noes 0. The appointments are confirmed. Item number 10. Please call the roll.
Borges, Chang, Grove,
aye,
Monning, Morlock,
aye,
Morrell.
Ayes 33, noes 0. The appointments are confirmed. Item number 11. Oh, item number 10. Are we finished? Okay. Okay, that concludes the consideration of the daily file. Are there any committee announcements? Senator Skinner.
Yes, Public Safety Committee will convene upon adjournment, and the room will be room, one moment, 4203.
Thank you very much. If there is no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so much. Colleagues, welcome back. 14 days to go. I wish each of you luck this week as we continue our work. And the next floor session will be Thursday, August 20th, 2020 at 9 a.m. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. The Senate will be in recess until all legislative business is received at the desk. We will reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m. Thank you very much, everyone.